You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about. We say goodbye to General Norman Schwarzkopf, who had died of pneumonia. We need to talk about pneumonia and how something like that could take down such a powerful general. He was too young. I believe he was only 69. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some abuse that happened at an Army daycare. And parents are ticked. We also have this new craze that teenagers are doing where they're burning themselves with salt and ice, doing something stupid that we need to talk about. And, of course, any medical news that comes in, we are going to hit you with that hard, okay? That's my job today. We got a lot to talk about. Thank you all for tuning in on this wonderful New Year's weekend that we're coming up. I hope 2012 was good for y'all. I know many of us are disappointed by a lot of things that happened with 2012. 2012 has been a very tumultuous year, and I could only hope that 2013 would be hopefully with blessings and good health and good tidings. And, you know, I pray that we all have a much better year, you know, without shootings, without the multiple deaths that we saw, without a lot of the political baloney that we had to deal with, and financial difficulties that many of us had. And, you know, God gives us strength, and he gives us time. You know, when I went through medical school, one of the psychologists that practiced there, Amy Elwood, I love her, very smart lady, she would always say tincture of time. And some of the best medicine is the tincture of time. You know, I mean, you could have a loss in your family. It'll always grieve you. But tincture of time does help you feel better. You know, time passes. You know, bad things seem to go away. Good things may not last, but time usually, it overall improves things. So I'm feeling very, very confident that 2013 will be a good year. I know, I guess the President and Congress are meeting, I guess, finally face-to-face since November. I don't understand why nobody has had a face-to-face meeting this whole time. But from what I understand, they need to get their acts together because millions of people are going to be losing their unemployment benefits. Millions of us, our taxes are going to skyrocket. And, you know, you just kind of wonder if that's what government wants. I mean, they're handling this so half-assedly. I don't understand why the president has waited 6 weeks to meet with Congress on something, and here we are at the last minute. And it just, it's interesting. I'll see some of your Facebook posts or your tweets or your emails, and you guys are saying you're done. You're done with this country. You're done with government. Okay. Please don't mix up, all right, the half-assed government and the inept administration, all right, with your love for this country. Love this country no matter what. Yes, it may be run by idiots. I get that. Okay? But for the love of the Lord, love this country, because if you don't love this country, nobody else will. It's our love of this country that's going to get us through whatever bull crap is going on right now in Washington. And I know some of you are like 4 more years, and some of you are really upset with the House, the GOP. You're like, nothing's going to get done. You know, there's going to be stalemates. That's what happens with government. You know, we either get a dictatorship or we get a stalemate. And here we are in the balance, many of us much smarter than the people in the House and the Senate and in the White House, more economically savvy, understands more about medicine and healthcare system, understands more about how the economy works and how to fix a recession, and we can't do anything. One of my callers on Saturday, we were flooded with calls on Saturday, and unfortunately we couldn't get to them all, and one had brought up that, I mean, he has a plan. You know, he has a background that has allowed him to come up with a plan. He sends it to our congressman. Nobody bothers to answer back. And I think that's frustrating, right? We're supposed to have a government by the people for the people. Yet we really don't have a lot of say You know, do you think anybody has called me, Dr. Dahlia, and asked me for my opinion on healthcare? Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're just going to make, you know, noises and, you know, be biased about Obamacare. No, 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 no. Okay. If I was asked, all right, and I've given you all a very balanced approach on how to approach our healthcare woes. You know, I could be very balanced. You know that I could see both sides of it. All right. I've never said that the healthcare system doesn't need to be fixed. It needs to be fixed. Just can you get some opinions from doctors? All right. Can you talk to some nurses? Can you talk to some dentists? Can you have physical therapists? All right. Can you have teachers? Can you have parents? Can you have people on Medicare pipe in rather than just our, you know, public officials making all our decisions? And so many of you are pretty upset with America right now. Again, what's happening in Washington, D.C., yes, it affects America, but please, for the love of the Lord, don't start bagging on our country, okay? Our country is one of the most phenomenal countries. Yes, we may do some things stupidly, all right, and there's some things that we may be scratching our head on, but I still wouldn't want to live anywhere else, never, and I don't think I ever will. And this is my land, this is where I was born, and this is where I'm going to die. And God forbid, of course. And for those of you that are frustrated and watching what's going to happen over the next few days or few weeks in Congress, and not to mention what they want to do with the guns, I understand your frustration. And I don't have an answer for that. I don't know how to get through to government and have them take our ideas. They can't. I mean, they got millions and millions of us who want to pipe in. They're going to do things themselves. They're going to think that they're representing us the best way that they can. All right. They're going to, because again, if they don't represent their voters, they don't get voted in. I mean, that's how the democratic process was supposed to be the most ideal process. You know, because you're the constituents that voted you in, you better, you know, then practice your field and your political career, right, in the best interest of your constituents. Otherwise, you won't get reelected. And that hope, to me, though, is still fleeting, because I think also a lot of us, right, are clueless. A lot of us are. All right, guys, please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So we say goodbye to General Norman Schwarzkopf, Desert Storm Commander, who has died at age 78. I apologize if I had read a report that he was 69. I apologize. We've confirmed he was 78 years old. Had an illustrious military career, really good man, and he died yesterday of complications from pneumonia at age 78. Now, you know, pneumonia scares a lot of us because we remember in the olden days that people would die from pneumonia, all right? There were various types of pneumonia. You could have a tuberculous type of pneumonia. You could have various types of pneumonia, but when they would discuss consumption, they were usually calling that tuberculosis, but many people who quote-unquote died of consumption actually died of pneumonia. Now, antibiotics came out. You know, we started to get the penicillins, you know, then we started to have some macrolides, and the Z-Pak came out. And the Z-Pak, Zithromax, became one of the most phenomenal antibiotics because we were able to treat walking pneumonia or atypical pneumonia as an outpatient. When the Z-Pak came out in the 90s, many pneumonias that we would usually admit to the hospital for, we were able to tackle with the Z-Pak. Zithromax, a phenomenal drug. Now, of course, in the last 20 years, we've used it so much and overused it to the point that now it's, you know, there's a lot of resistance. But Z-Packs were able to be given to walking pneumonia patients, and they were able to be out in the regular, you know, public and going to work, etc. Erythromycin could also be used for walking pneumonia, but erythromycin, which was a predecessor of Zithromax and azithromycin, erythromycin made people very, very nauseous. When I was in medical school and I came down with pneumonia, azithromycin wasn't out yet. They gave me erythromycin. Now, true, we did treat pneumonia as an outpatient in the 80s and 90s, but the Z-Pak made it a heck of a lot easier. When I was on erythromycin, I felt sick. I still had to work because it was medical school. You really didn't get time off, pneumonia or no pneumonia. And I walked around with a mask, and none of my patients luckily got it. I mean, I wore a pretty thick mask when I, you know, dealt with patients, and I got through, and luckily my patients got through, thank God. But, you know, it was a very rough medicine to take, the erythromycin, very rough on the stomach, nausea, et cetera. Z-Pak made treating pneumonia at home easy, very, very easy. Unfortunately, with that ease came a complacency. And when somebody would be diagnosed with pneumonia, rather than people going, oh, my gosh, you have pneumonia, you need to stay home, you need to take care of yourself, or we have to admit you to the hospital, now it was, I just popped a Z-Pak and I was fine. Well, my worry with that is people would be throwing around diagnoses of pneumonia, which is a very, very serious, extremely serious condition, but because of the ease of the treatment, people would underestimate how serious pneumonia could be. And being a doctor in the wards and being a doctor in the emergency room, I would see people die from pneumonia. We would diagnose them with pneumonia and they could be dead 2-3 hours later if we didn't intubate them, give them steroids, start them on high-dose antibiotics, etc. So I quickly want to review the symptoms of pneumonia, what it is, why it could kill, and why we should not underestimate it just because your doctor says, here, you could take this antibiotic at home. Levaquin also was paramount in once Levaquin, levofloxacin, became an oral medication. I would be treating many pneumonias with IV Levaquin. In the hospital, Levaquin came out with an oral formula of 500 milligram once a day. We were able to treat heavy-duty pneumonias, even heavier than the walking pneumonias, with Levaquin at home. And, again, people would pop their Levaquin, say, yep, I had pneumonia, I went to work the next day and I was fine. But remember, you know, there's antibiotic resistance, and it could come as quickly as 5 years, 10 years, 15 years after the drug, after the drug comes out. And, you know, it bothers you that you could see a general, right, 78 years old is still young, right, die from complications of pneumonia. It reminds you that pneumonia can kill. It took out one of our great generals. May rest in peace. So, pneumonia is the diagnosis we give you when the infection or the inflammation takes over a lobe of the lung. Now, some of you confuse it with bronchitis. Bronchitis are your bronchioles. Bronchitis will affect the bronchioles, the main airways that lead into the lungs. So when you look at your lungs, and you guys kind of remember that tree-like look, you have the main bronchus, right? Well, you have your windpipe, you have your mouth. Right? And then you have your trachea, which is your windpipe. And then it goes into the main bronchus, which is kind of like the branch, the root, or the trunk of the tree. This is an upside-down tree, of course. Then it branches out to the right bronchus and the left bronchus. Then you go into little bronchioles, right? And then at the end of the bronchioles, you have little alveoli, and the alveoli are what are responsible for exchanging oxygen between the lungs and the arteries. As the arteries, as the blood swings by the alveoli, the oxygen jumps over, you get oxygenated blood, etc. Oxygenated blood goes throughout the body, gets pumped out, etc. All right. Now, when a lobe is weakened, all right, and taken out because of pneumonia, now you have a significant area of your blood supply not getting oxygen. This is why it could be life-threatening. The stress of a pneumonia, and you could have double pneumonia. How many of you had double pneumonia? That's some scary stuff when you have infection of both sides of the lungs. These double pneumonias scare the hell out of me, or multiple lobe pneumonia. This causes enough stress on the heart, enough stress on your cardiac output, not to mention if the inflammation doesn't get controlled, your lungs can also fill up with fluid. I mean, there's a whole variety of things that can happen. Now, what are signs of pneumonia? Cough, fever, productive sputum, difficulty breathing, sweating, chest could hurt, you could be very fatigued, you could have a headache. Sometimes your temperature could even go down. You know, in older individuals, I get nervous when their temperature drops. All right, many people will say, you know what, grandma's fine because she doesn't have a fever. If her temperature has dropped, I get nervous that there's an infection. So keep in mind, a temperature that drops could be a sign of infection. Now, some of you will not have a fever. Some of you will not cough. When my son came down with pneumonia, he was breathing rapidly. I'm like, what the hell are you breathing rapidly for? Then came the fever. We were able to diagnose him with pneumonia. Pretty scary stuff because pneumonia comes on fast. Now, some people will say, well, I heard it's not pneumonia if you don't have a fever greater than 102 or greater than 101.9. It doesn't matter. Like I told you, it doesn't matter. Okay, you could not have a fever and still have pneumonia. And pneumonia could be caused by a variety of things. You got bacteria, you got the atypicals like the mycoplasma that causes the walking pneumonia, chlamydia can give you pneumonia, Legionnaires. We've talked about Legionnaires disease, where air conditioning ducts or water systems could carry this type of bacteria that causes pneumonia. You got viruses, you could have viral pneumonia, and then of course fungal pneumonia, parasites, etc. All right. We're watching George Bush pretty closely, who has been admitted to the ICU with persistent fever. He originally was admitted November 23rd, President George Bush Sr., with a cough and bronchitis. And you wonder what the fever, did it develop into a pneumonia? We're still waiting for more information on that. Now, who's at risk for pneumonia? We all are. We all are at risk for pneumonia. All right. But, of course, our elderly people, our young people, if you have HIV, more risk for pneumonia. The number one type of pneumonia that hits an HIV patient is the same one that hits us, strep pneumonia. Even though HIV can get pneumocystis carinii and PCP, et cetera, various mycoplasma pneumonias, other pneumonias, still the number one is strep pneumonia because streptococcal pneumonia is a more common bug. Of course, if you smoke, you're more at risk. If you have COPD or emphysema, if you use inhaled corticosteroids for more than a few months, of course, pollutants, asbestos, silicosis, things like that can make you more at risk. But how do people die? All right. If we have all these antibiotics, well, the bacteria could seed into the bloodstream. Remember, we talked about the alveoli and the blood flow and the oxygen. So if you have bacteria there in the alveoli, it could go into the bloodstream. Cause you to have sepsis. All right? You could go into septic shock, where basically the bacteria in the blood cause you to go into organ failure, heart not to pump, of course, the fluid accumulation. You could get abscesses in the lungs. Those could also seed. And then you could go into ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress syndrome. So, like I said, any signs, fever, shortness of breath, headache, chest pain, cough, go to the doctor. Don't mess with it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So quickly, we had reviewed pneumonia, why it's so dangerous, why it could kill somebody as powerful as General Norman Schwarzkopf, and why this is the time of year we need to be very concerned. All right. Usually when it's cold, a lot of bacteria, a lot of coughing and sneezing, holiday travel. Pneumonia is one of the most common illnesses that you could get at this time, even more than flu. I see more pneumonia than flu sometimes during the season. Pretty scary stuff. So what should you do to be protected? It's not too late to get a flu shot. Remember, even though the flu shot protects you against influenza, when you get the flu, all right, yes, you could get a viral pneumonia. And viral pneumonias can still kill. I know many people think, okay, well, a bacteria pneumonia is much worse than a viral pneumonia. It can be, but viral pneumonia can still kill. So, you know, get the flu shot because we don't want you to get viral-related pneumonia from the flu. But also, when you do have the flu, you are extremely susceptible to secondary infections. Now, we call it a secondary infection when something like bacteria or fungi or something decides to take over while you're being compromised with the first illness. Another example of like a secondary infection are, women getting yeast infections after they take an antibiotic. All right? They take an antibiotic, it flushes out their normal flora, they're weak, they get a yeast infection. That would still be considered a secondary infection. Right, somehow related to them getting sick originally. So it's not too late to get the flu shot. Now, pneumonia vaccine. Usually the pneumonia vaccine, okay? Originally when it came out, it was supposed to be a one-time shot. We've been actually recommending some people get boosters. 5 years, 10 years, depending on high risk, where you are high risk. But we are recommending pneumonia vaccine for anybody over 65 or anybody who lives in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or if you've had pneumonia before, if you're at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia, the pneumonia vaccine protects you from strep pneumonia, which is the most common cause of pneumonia. It's the bacteria that causes the most, you know. Now, yes, other things can cause you to have pneumonia, but the pneumonia vaccine protects you against the most common type, just like the flu shot. The flu shot protects you against three common types of flu, not all of them, but the, you know, most common ones. All right, of course, if you have heart disease, lung disease, chronic conditions, diabetes, HIV, if you're on corticosteroids because of COPD, emphysema, asthma, transplant medications, your doctor should allow you to get the pneumonia vaccine. The pneumonia vaccine is a killed vaccine as opposed to a live attenuated. And as we talked about pneumonia, talked about vaccines before, the killed vaccine will not give you pneumonia. The live attenuated vaccines that are out there, such as MMR, varicella, true, those, like chickenpox, those could in essence, give you a live weakened version, make you sick. We usually don't see it because the weakened version is so weak. But the pneumonia vaccine is a killed vaccine. Now, children should already be getting the Prevnar. So most of your children should already be getting the Prevnar vaccine. Usually they get that when they're 2, 4, 6, a year, etc. And so if your children haven't been vaccinated, you want to talk to your doctor about that. We are still recommending that kids get the seasonal flu vaccine. Also, you know, we talked about what to do with travel. Many of you have been stuck at airports, stuck at the gate. You know, it's a shame when you're stuck on a plane at the gate. I guess one plane was stuck for 5 hours, and I guess, I don't know if it was an American Airlines plane, and the pilot comes on the speaker saying, you know, basically the people that are above making the decisions have no idea what they're doing. And he was pretty upset, but I guess people were stuck on the plane for 5 hours. You know, planes are supposed to have HEPA filters, recirculate the air. It's supposed to be fairly clean air on a plane. I told you all, have your little air fan blow right in front of your face, not on your face, in front of your face, to blow away any contaminants that could be coming towards your way. And as soon as you get home, take a hot shower, flush it out. Make sure you're drinking your orange juice, bananas, etc. If you aren't told by your doctor to not take in potassium and vitamin C. And, you know, check with your doctor. Now, some of you have asked me, should you be on preemptive antibiotics? If you're traveling this holiday season and you think you're going to get stuck because of all the snowstorms, should you take an antibiotic anyway? My answer to that is no. All right. I don't give people antibiotics or want them to start taking them until they're actually sick. I can't tell you how many people will take an antibiotic preemptively, and then a week or two later they're sick, and now they're sick with something that we can't use the original antibiotic for because it's resistant. All right, now, I understand your logic. Well, Dr. Dahlia, why not attack the bug while it's small? Well, we don't know if you're sick at all to begin with. We have no idea. Okay, you know, and I know some of you will use that thinking. If let's say all the kids are sick in the family and you have a baby and you're like, okay, well, we got to give the baby the antibiotics. Remember, there are still risks with antibiotics. Antibiotics aren't 100% foolproof. So I hate to give a healthy child a medication like an antibiotic. What I do allow my parents to do, a lot of times what I'll do is if I examine the patient and the baby looks good for now and mom goes, look, his three siblings are sick, I'm sick, dad is sick, you know, we're going away for the holidays, I would many times say, look, I'll give you something for the last child, right, or for the other sibling, all right, but don't take it until they show the first signs of being sick. And that's a tough one because, again, it could be viral. The child may not need an antibiotic. But sometimes, you know, you all know, you know, you have something that goes through the whole family. And we're talking if this is something where the whole family had needed antibiotics. I'm not talking about a little viral thing or a cold where it went away on its own. We're talking about where the family had been sick for 5 to 7 days and their individual or respective doctor started them on antibiotics. Sometimes we will do that. Talk to your doctor. You know, if you think you have the last sibling in the house that may need something on standby. But, you know, this is why we have antibiotic resistance. A lot of people will take the antibiotics before they need it or if they don't need it. All right. Now, what should you do? Make sure you're always washing your hands. I taught you guys on the planes about you should always have antimicrobial wipes with you. Even if you aren't flying on a plane, wipe things down. Remember, if you smoke, this is a great time to quit. Smoking decreases your defenses. One of the reasons why nicotine itself is carcinogenic, even without tobacco. Now, what I learned in medical school is nicotine will paralyze your cilia. Now, you have these little cilia, which are little hair-like projections that are supposed to brush things back up your respiratory tree and not let it go further. Nicotine will paralyze them. So if you do get any pollutants that are carcinogenic, they could land in your lungs. You have less of a defense mechanism, just like bacteria. Which is why for those of you that are trying to quit smoke, I'm not a huge fan of nicotine patches, nicotine gum, etc. Because, again, you know, we know the clock is ticking. And I want you as nicotine-free and as smoke-free as quickly as possible. And nicotine in and of itself could secondarily cause you to come down and be afflicted with cancer just by preventing your cilia defense mechanism. So these are things to watch out for. Again, the less you smoke. Now, some of you go, but Dr. Dahlia, when I quit smoking, I cough more. Good. Then if anything comes into your respiratory tree, you're going to cough it out. Good. But it's always a good time to quit. Make sure, of course, you're staying rested. A lot of us during the holiday season, we're running around, we're shopping, we got New Year's, we're going to parties, we're drinking alcohol, we're not eating as well because we're filling up on all the holiday treats, and we're out in the cold. All right, I can't tell you how many people come in sick January 2nd and 3rd. We have to close on January 1st for New Year's, but I can't tell you how many people come in sick because they were out in the cold on New Year's, partying, drinking, etc. Eat a healthy diet. Remember, your vegetables, your potassium-rich foods, your whole grains, all right? And, if any of your colleagues are sick, send them home. All right, one final thing. Don't get wet this holiday season and be standing outside. Risks of hypothermia are pretty bad. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESSGAS. 1-800-LESSGAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this part of the show. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. All right, so yesterday we talked about how kids, even as young as 9 years old, are going into our cabinets in the kitchen and snorting nutmeg and choking on cinnamon and stuffing their mouths with marshmallows and doing stupid abusive things to themselves because they're watching videos. Now teenagers are doing something else that's stupid. Apparently there's this new salt and ice burn craze going on where teenagers are, I guess, burning themselves by holding a piece of ice to a layer of salt on their skin. It's called the Salt and Ice Challenge. Now, for any of you who have ever sustained a burn or frostbite, you know this could be permanently disfiguring. And for any of you that took, you know, chemistry classes, you realize that salt, does it decrease the freezing point or does it raise the freezing point? Anyway, it decreases the temperature of the ice so you could cool quicker. Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. 'Cause you know when you salt the roads? Okay. All right. Good. I know. Boy, That's why we add salt to the roads. Adding salt to ice reduces its freezing point to as low as negative 17 degrees Celsius, which can cause serious injuries. Some teenagers are turning up at the hospital with first degree, second degree burns. They could even get third degree burns if they don't remove it as quickly. Now, Dr. Ryan Scheer of Botsford Hospital in Detroit said that in extreme cases, this could even impair the ability of the injured person to move parts of their body. He has dealt with 3 or 4 cases of burns inflicted by the salt and ice challenge in the past 6 months and warned that children should not leave them untreated in case they get infected. When I used to train in the burn unit, depending on where you burned yourself, we would even admit you. If it was on a hand or a face, because you start to get swelling, you start to get inflammation, you could get infection. You could even get something called compression syndrome, where the swelling is so bad that it cuts off the blood supply to the rest of the digits. We do not mess around with burns. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported that a boy's severe blistering injuries required drug treatment. He also now has to always have lotion put on. Apparently, he had burned a shape of a cross in his back. All right, I understand, you know, I think it's great if you like religion, and I understand people wanting to get religious tattoos, but no need to do this as a burn. I'm looking at a picture of this. This is completely disfiguring. It's taken up most of his back. The boy only had the ice on his back for a few minutes, resulting in such severe blistering burns, they say, that he needed hospital treatment and will be recovering for the rest of the summer. And then also keep in mind, because you sustained a burn, by the way, any of you who've ever sustained a burn, that part of the skin will not have any protection against the UV lights. Remember, your skin protects your body from the sun. True, you need the sun, but too much sun can hurt, can kill, right? You also can lose fluids out of areas that don't have skin to protect. Remember, skin has to keep fluids in. It also allows fluids out. So whenever you do have a burn, we always say to keep it covered so you don't lose fluids out those areas. We also urge you to heavily, heavily sun lotion or sunscreen or sunblock the area, because scars don't have melanin. And melanin is the dark pigment that protects you from sun exposure, sunburn, etc. So, you know, I do disability exams for the state, and, you know, somebody will, let's say, sustain a burn. You know, you'll have people that'll cut off a finger at work, fall off a roof, slip and fall, and then you'll have people with burns. And, you know, how do you rate and give a disability to somebody with burns? Well, you know, the guides that we use for impairments, they do a lot for a disability for a burn, depending on how much aftercare you need. And since a burn is permanent, most likely aftercare is permanent. So, it's some pretty significant stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Florida man has pleaded guilty to stealing a Mongolian dinosaur skeleton. I think we talked about this. Remember, somebody tried to smuggle a 70-million-year-old dinosaur skeleton, right? And he tried to bring it into the United States from Mongolia and then sell it at an auction for more than $1 million. His name is Eric Prokopi. And I guess there's a huge market, a black market, apparently he's running, for prehistoric fossils. He has agreed to forfeit claims on other dinosaur remains, including a Chinese flying dinosaur that he illegally brought into the United States with a false customs statement. He faces up to 17 years in prison when he is going to be sentenced in April. U.S. Attorney Parit Bahara says fossils and ancient skeletons are part of country's natural history and cultural heritage. Black marketers like Prokopi steal a slice of that history. You just wonder, really? I guess people go where the money is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, many of us were shocked to hear about a daycare on an Army base that apparently had alleged reports of abuse. Now, President Barack Obama has actually got involved on this one. They say he has made it clear that we must have a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to protecting the children of service members from abuse. He had urged Secretary John McHugh to conduct the investigation into its hiring practices at Army daycare facilities. Yeah, this is the first I've heard of the Army daycare facilities having abuse. I mean, you hear about abuse and things that happen all the time, unfortunately, at daycares. But you think, you know, the Army, that have some screening process, or many of the people would already be in the military. And, you know, people in the military have good stock. They say it's highly unusual for the president to call a military service secretary regarding a criminal matter, but, of course, he got himself involved. The Department of Defense is now reviewing the hiring procedures at military daycare centers and other youth facilities after the September arrest of two workers at Fort Myer in Virginia. They were charged Tuesday with an assault on a child under the age of 16. After the arrest, the Army looked at the workers' backgrounds and realized that they were questionable and that the workers should not have been hired in the first place. While the problem had been known for some time, the situation was not brought to Pentagon leadership until Tuesday. They start to look at all 130 daycare workers at Fort Myer. Not all were directly involved with child care. The review found 30 employees had questionable backgrounds, including sexual abuse of a minor, sexual assault, and assault. Even though some of the charges have been dropped, there also were some minor offenses. None, however, were in the National Registry of Sex Offenders. Just kind of, I mean, it just kind of boggles your mind that, I mean, we, you could have people that were prior, you know, had prior reports of sexual assault, and that they could be in charge of our children, you know. And you know, we had this discussion when we were talking about one of the California cities, I don't know if it was Del Mar, that wanted to prevent trick-or-treating at homes of people who were registered child sex offenders. And some people were, you know, going, oh, that's an infringement on their rights. And other people were like, what are you talking about? You know, once you, you know, attack a child, once you, you know, you lose your rights. You know, I believe and I urge that any employment, place of employment, that could have vulnerable people, have a very, very thorough screening process, all right, in terms of sexual assault, any forms of assault, any sort of criminal record. I mean, I understand that some people, you know, shoplift as a kid, or, you know, they're 18 and they grab some bubble gum. I mean, we're talking about felonies. I mean, you know, we're talking about crimes that are of a, you know, assault or abuse type nature. I don't really think they have to have a job in a daycare. Okay? There are other jobs they could have, but not when you have very innocent children there. And I'm sorry, if that infringes on people's rights, it just, you know, if they didn't have the control in the past, you know, because some people will say, look, you know, I lost control. I don't want to go out and assault people or sexually assault people. I lost control. Well, to me, that's an argument that you can't control yourself either. Whether you did it on purpose or did it accidentally, to me, is no excuse. And if you have a vulnerable population around, no sense for them to be hired. You know, when Jared Loughner was hoping to get off on insanity, that just made my point. If he's claiming, oh, okay, oh, looks like we got to wrap it up. All right, guys, got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time. You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.